WMNF have spoke with both U.S. Senator Mel Martinez and Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor about their reaction to the president's ouster of General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner, as well as more financial contributions to GM and Chrysler to keep them afloat. First, Senator Martinez.
I think at this point we've made a commitment to the auto companies. We've got to keep them in this country. We cannot allow them to simply fail and go away. So I believe that if they cannot make it, then maybe bankruptcy will be the only other way to do it. But before we try bankruptcy, I think we need to continue to work with them. What the president announced, I think, makes sense, giving Chrysler 30 days because they're pretty sick. And unless they get bought by someone, they're not going to be around. So giving them more money doesn't make sense. But GM is a different story. By the size and magnitude of their loss, it would be unthinkable to lose GM. And so I think continuing to work with GM, I think it's a good idea. I'm a little leery about the CEO change, because I think anytime government starts changing CEOs of private companies, it's a problem. Although I know we're heavily invested in them, I still think that those are decisions that need to be made in the private sector by the board of directors of the company. But having said that, I think saving GM is important because America has to maintain that manufacturing capacity that a GM provides.
Congresswoman Kathy Castor also says she supports Obama's move.
Well, I don't support a blank check for the auto industry, but I'm willing to consider loans to the industry with very tough conditions, and I think it's appropriate as they enter a restructuring that they satisfy these conditions. Because I think back to just 2 years ago when we were advocating higher fuel economy standards, and the industry stood in the way. And that has stuck with me, and I don't think that they can be the industry of the future that we need if they're opposing higher fuel economy standards. The technology is out there. Other cars made across the globe get 40 miles per gallon as a standard. So it's going to be those kind of tough conditions modernizing their industry that I'll be looking for in exchange for loans.
Whether General Motors will be able to retool and reinvent themselves remains to be seen. If they do survive, the longtime Detroit auto giant will no doubt be pared down significantly. Again, Congresswoman Castor.
Well, I hope so. They are an important industry, and they employ a lot of folks, not just in building cars, but in all of the related industries. And we simply cannot lose millions of more jobs in this country. We've got to do everything we can to stem the tide. And if it requires loans with tough conditions where the American taxpayer can be paid back, is required to be paid back, I think that's fair.